This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Well, hey, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Come on in and have a seat. Just we're here inside your speaker. A lot of wires, a lot of don't sit on that. You'll get shocked. But yeah, hey, welcome. Reading this morning from 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. In that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said to God, "You have shown great and steadfast love to David my father, and have made me king in his place. O Lord God, let your word to David my father be now fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people, for who can govern this people of yours, which is so great?" Let me ask you, if God appeared to you tonight and said, "What do you want me to give you? Just name it," what would you ask? Solomon gets just that opportunity, and he provides us an excellent example of what we should ask for. Solomon asks for wisdom, exactly what he needs to fulfill his calling of leading the people. Wisdom is not simply a knowledge of facts, but the ability to put knowledge skillfully to use. God answers Solomon's request by making Solomon exceedingly wise. Unfortunately, having wisdom and walking in wisdom are not the same thing. Walking in wisdom requires our will. History records that Solomon, a man of exceeding wisdom, strayed from his conviction and the tradition of his fathers. Consider your calling as a parent, a leader, a teacher. What do you most need to fulfill that calling aside from the grace of God? Wisdom. And the great news is that God invites us to make the very same request as Solomon elsewhere in Scripture. In James chapter 1, it's recorded, "If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Make wisdom a daily request of God. He wants you to have it. And then have the boldness and the discipline to walk in it. May God protect you and bless you today. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.